Welcome, everyone. We're glad that you joined us today. I am your teacher, Doris Pamonghui, and we have with us...
Hi, everyone. I'm Campbell.
Campbell, what's your Chinese name?
Zhang Kaibo.
Okay. Well, we're glad you can be with us again. Campbell, thanks for teaching so many programs for advanced. I'm sure people love to hear you.
Well, I enjoy teaching it. It's fun.
Does it give you joy?
It brings me a lot of joy.
Good, because we're going to talk about joy today. Joy is a very simple three-letter word, J-O-Y.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Simple, but not easy to get.
It's simple and powerful. You have a special way to spell joy, right?
Well, we'll talk about it during the program today.
Yes.
But who else is with us today, Campbell?
Well, we have some of our lovely interns here. We have Michelle back on the program. Welcome, Michelle.
Hi,
Michelle.
Thank you.
Yeah, don't you think this will be a fun lesson?
Yes, for sure.
It's good because everybody wants to be happy. And who else is with us?
Well, we have Edith again. Hi,
Hi.
Edith.
It's good to be back.
And Edith, you're from the Los Angeles area, and this article is about people who live there.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you could join us today. And then we have Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
And Sharon, you go to school in Taipei?
Yeah.
What school do you go to?
Shixing University.
That's a very good school to learn media and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
And it'll be fun. And as you open your magazine to page 40, you'll find out that... This is called education. I don't know if it's education, but it's a lifestyle, isn't it?
That's right. It's about helping others and helping others to have a better life.
Mm-hmm. And it says the joy of putting others first. Now, that sounds easy, but it's not always easy. What else does it say?
California couple puts sailing dream on hold to send 27 kids through college.
Wow. So since it's from California, it's good to have Edith here because she lives down there. We're going to find out about California more. Do a lot of people have boats down there and around in the California and the Los Angeles area?
They do. A lot of people who live towards the beach have a lot of boats.
Right. And I think all up and down the coast in Seattle and Oregon, the East Coast, wherever there's water, of course,
right.
People like to go out in boats, don't they?
Yeah, and if you can afford it, why not?
And, of course, those boats are not cheap. They're expensive.
Yes.
So this couple, we'll see a picture of them here, they put the sailing dream on hold. So, Edith, what does it mean to put something on hold? You don't hold it. On hold. What does that mean?
To put on hold is to stop, pause, and wait, or put off until later.
Okay. So, say we're not going to do it for now. When you put it on hold, it's like, you know, Fong Zai Pong Bian, we're not going to do it now. We'll do it later, maybe.
Right. You delay it for a bit.
Yeah, delay it. Or you might not ever do it. Who knows?
Right.
Well, they're going to put 27 kids through college. Wow. Now, Michelle, do you think college is very expensive?
Yes, definitely.
Very expensive.
Especially in the United States.
Oh, it is, yeah. Well, even in Taiwan, it still costs something, right? And so to put kids through college is not very easy. And parents think, oh, how can I afford it? But what if you want to put 27 kids through college? Wow, you must be very rich.
That's a lot of kids.
Yeah, we're going to find out why they would do that. So the article today, then, where are we going to start reading, Campbell?
Well, we're going to be starting on page 40, and we will start at the top of the page.
The joy of putting others first. California couple puts sailing dream on hold to send 27 kids through college. As Sun Chun Burbank shares how she and her husband gave up their dream of sailing the world so they could put 27 kindergartners through college, threads emerge that reveal how they came to such a bold decision. Chun Burbank, a professor at Vanguard University, grew up one of five children in Seoul, South Korea. It was a time when struggling families such as hers spent what little money they had educating boys. Growing up in Huntington Beach, California, her husband, lawyer Marty Burbank, had a far different life growing up with two sisters. Yet both their journeys help explain why this couple will end up giving an estimated $1.1 million to help an Anaheim, California classroom of strangers graduate from college. In some respects, their decision seems simple. With tears in his eyes, Burbank says, "When these kids go home, their parents struggle to pay for food. we asked ourselves, what can we do to solve that?
Well, when I saw that name, I thought, Sun Chun Burbank, what kind of a name is that? Didn't you feel like that when you saw that?
Yeah, it's a very unique name, well, at least for Americans, right? It's
right.
Not a common name for Americans.
But, you know, the Sun Chun part sounds kind of Korean to me.
That's right.
Or Asian, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But Burbank, that's the name of a city in Los Angeles. So I thought, is that somebody's surname? It is somebody's name. Their name is Burbank.
That's right. And usually when a woman has a name that's hyphenated, it means that she's married.
Mm-hmm. And so we're going to talk about this Korean lady and her American husband. Do you see a picture of them there?
Yes, we do. At the top of page 40, we have a... It looks like their wedding photo.
Right. So... She's Asian, and he's from the States. I guess she is Korean. So they share how she and her husband gave up their dream. What was their dream? Do you know?
Their dream was to sail.
Around the world.
Around the world.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
I never had a dream like that. Did you?
No, because I get seasick.
I know, around the world. But, I mean, they love sailing, and a lot of people like to go different places on their boats, don't they?
That's right. I think it's always fun to have a dream of traveling.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think they have a love of sailing, so their dream is to sail around the world.
No, that costs a lot of money to be able to do that.
For sure. I mean, you have to be able to own a boat, and you'd have to know how to sail. So that all takes money.
You have to have the boat.
Yeah, exactly.
So they put their dream on hold. Why did they do that? Why did they do that?
They put their dream on hold so they could put 27 kindergartners through college.
Now, that is really unusual, I think, you know. And we're going to find out more about that as we read this interesting article.
Right, and it says that threads emerge that reveal how they came to such a bold decision. So we'll start to learn what it was that caused them to make this decision to give up their dream and to help these 27 kindergartners.
So little things emerge, that we call them threads, or little pieces of the story.
Little clues.
The little clues that show us, that reveal how they came to make this very bold decision. I think it's more than bold. I think it's sacrificial, don't you?
That's right. Yeah, that's why we say the joy of putting others first.
Right. Well, let's find out more about this lady here. Her name is Chun Burbank, which means her maiden name before she was married was Chun, and now she is Mrs. Burbank.
Mm-hmm.
And what is her profession?
She's a professor at Vanguard University.
Okay, but where did she grow up then?
She grew up in Seoul.
In Seoul, South Korea. And was life easy when she started out, Campbell?
No, I mean, she was one of five children, so it was a time when struggling families such as hers spent what little money they had educating boys. So in the Asian culture especially, there back then, there was more of a focus on boys rather
than
girls. That's
right. There was a long time ago. And if you didn't have enough money to send everybody to school, you had to send the boy to school.
That's right.
Well, there was a reason for that because, you know, they have to get married, they have to earn money for
mm-hmm.
the family and right. things like that.
Yeah, and back then the culture was, you know, that if the woman got married, they became a part of the man's family.
Yeah.
And it was no longer, they were no longer considered part of their original family.
So the man was more important.
Right.
That better not be true now.
It's not true.
It's better now.
No. Daughters are great.
That's good. Well, you've got a couple daughters.
That's right.
Yourself,
I have two
so
of my own.
Important. Right? But, you know, that's true. When you don't have much money, they say, well, we better educate the boys because they have to earn
money. Yeah, they're the ones that are going to be making the money and taking care of the family.
Well, now here she's a professor and she's a girl. So what happened? Where did she grow up?
She grew up in Huntington Beach, California.
You've been to Huntington Beach, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a nice place.
It's beautiful.
I can too. Yeah. That's a nice place to grow up, you know. It's right on the ocean, right? It's very nice. But now, her husband, what does her husband do, Sharon? What is his profession?
He's a lawyer.
He's a lawyer, well. And his name is Marty Burbank. But he had a different life. He grew up with two sisters.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about this couple. Now, when you look at it, he's an American lawyer, and she's a girl from Korea. So there's a lot of marriages like that nowadays because a lot of Asians went to the States, and some of them married local people, which is very natural,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's right. So they have different stories and different journeys, but both of these journeys together help explain why this couple will end up giving an estimated $1.1 million to help some children graduate from college.
Well, now, Anaheim, that name sounds interesting. Is that where Disneyland is?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, but anyway, in L.A., you've got all these different counties. You've
right. Orange
Burbank
County.
Burbank and Anaheim and Huntington Park. They're all around in that, what we would call greater Los Angeles.
Right.
Big area,
yeah.
isn't it? Yeah.
So, Southern California.
Mm-hmm. But they gave $1.1 million. Now, to us, that sounds like a lot of money, but there are people who are billionaires.
That's right.
They have more money, and I don't see them giving up their money to put people through school. So, sometimes, it isn't the people that have the most money,
mm-hmm.
but they have a heart to help people.
That's right.
Because that's a lot of money. And they did this for a certain reason. They wanted to help a classroom of strangers, people they didn't know, graduate from college. That's pretty unusual, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it wouldn't happen very often. I mean, you know, it's nice to help people, but that's a classroom of people.
Yeah, and wow. strangers.
Right. So it kind of seems, you know, the decision, he said, seems simple. I don't think it's simple. Do you?
No, that's a lot of money.
It is.
And to give up a lifelong dream. To do that.
Now, this Burbank, we'll find out later what he did, but he was a man who was very brave and had been in the Navy and everything,
mm-hmm.
but he had tears in his eyes. Why would he feel like that?
Well, I think he's very touched by these children's stories. He said when these kids go home, their parents struggle to pay for food, and they ask themselves what they can do to solve that. So I feel like they have a heart for people, and they
yeah.
really want to help people.
What do you think about people like that, Edith? Don't you think that's really kind of them?
Yeah, I do. I think we need more of those people.
It's really kind to think about helping other people because, after all, you've got your own family sometimes to take care of or your own self or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Most people do not give much. In fact, the people who give the most are the people that have the least.
Right. Yeah, and you were saying before the program that a lot of times when people give, it's out of, you know, their excess or their old
things. Yeah, they have extra money in
right.
the bank, right?
Yeah, or they give their old things that they don't want anymore.
Yeah,
but
that's
these
true.
People are actually making a sacrifice. They're giving
they
up
are.
Something they really want to do something nice for someone else.
Well, and they find that a lot of times the people that give a lot of money are those people who don't have much. And
mm-hmm.
the people who have a lot, they keep thinking they need more.
Right.
So, it's very strange.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder which ones are the happiest, Campbell.
That's a good question.
We're going to find out more about that. Well, let's find out more about her story about Sun Chun, because she grew up in Seoul, Korea. So, let's read her story right now.
Her story. During an afternoon at the couple's ranch-style home, the professor and the law attorney talk about love, the mystery of faith, and the kids they call their spiritual children. Chun Burbank's father had to quit elementary school to work full-time. Her mother had to give up formal education in middle school. Chun Burbank was a star student, but with five children, there wasn't enough money for her to go to college. An aunt and uncle agreed to pitch in. After earning her bachelor's degree, Chun Burbank earned her master's and then her doctorate. Along the way, Chun Burbank joined an outdoor club that offered everything from hiking to sailing. On May 22, 2006, she climbed aboard a 36-foot sailboat. The skipper was a stranger. His name, Marty Burbank. Burbank grins, recalling that day. Sun followed me around the boat. The 44-year-old professor laughs. No, no, he followed me around.
So we talked about these two people, Sun Chun Burbank and Marty Burbank, and we said they had different stories. And Right now, we just heard her side of the story, and we see where this interview is taking place. So it says during an afternoon at the couple's, what type of home, Michelle? What kind of house do they live in?
They live in a ranch-style home,
right,
which is basically a house that just has one floor.
One floor, usually, right. You see a lot of pictures of those, too, and people want to, you know, I like ranch style because they're not so high. Nowadays, people like to build 3, 4, 5, or 10-story houses. But ranch style is just stretched out, kind of a farm
right.
style.
Yeah, there are no stairs. It's just flat.
I kind of like ranch style homes, but you have to have a lot of space, property.
Mm-hmm.
If property is very expensive, then you build up high.
That's right.
But if you've got more land, then you don't always build so high.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of ranch style homes, though, in Washington State, too, aren't there, Michelle?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of people don't have big, high buildings, but in New York, oh, they have more big buildings, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, because space is limited, and so in
yeah,
cities,
space,
usually,
yeah.
you know, people build up high.
Right.
When you're out more in the suburbs or in the urban areas, you can spread
That's
out more. Well,
do you like ranch-style homes, Edith, or not?
I do. They're really, so a lot of them are beautiful.
They are. They have nice yards and everything for kids and go out and your animals, your dogs and cats and stuff. It's kind of fun. But
mm-hmm.
in a big city, it's hard to do that, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But they live in this ranch-style home. And what is her profession?
She's a professor.
Right. So she's got good education now, isn't she, Kim?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we find out that she was able to go to school, and that's part of her story, and so she's now a professor.
What does her husband do?
Well, her husband is a law attorney, and the two of them together are talking about their marriage, so they're talking about love, the mystery of faith, and the kids they call their spiritual children.
That's pretty interesting, because you know, they love, but they also have faith. And I think they go to church, you guys
mm-hmm.
will find out later, and they learn about giving and things in church.
Right.
Because there is one verse in the Bible that says it's better to give than to receive. It says, should be shokun, you know, fool.
That's right.
And I think they heard that in church.
Yeah. When you give, you often feel more blessed.
Mm-hmm. But then they call these kids their spiritual children. Now, tell us more about her father, who was in Seoul, Korea.
Her father actually had to quit elementary school in order to work full time.
Now, that happened a lot of time, a long time ago. I know that when my father was young, he had to do the same thing. He had to quit school because his younger brothers and sisters could go. And sometimes people had to do that
mm-hmm.
because they had to go out and earn money to help the family.
Right. Yeah.
It doesn't happen so much now, but a long time ago that did.
Yeah, we definitely live in a different society now.
Mm-hmm.
So her father had to quit elementary school. Her mother had to quit school, too. And she had to give up formal education in middle school.
Right. But their daughter got to go to school. So she was a star student, see. Now, how many kids in her family?
They had 5 kids in the family.
Okay. So why couldn't she go to college? There wasn't enough money, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. There wasn't enough money for her to go to college because there are 5 children, and
the parents couldn't afford it.
The parents couldn't afford it.
But somebody helped them.
That's right. So her aunt and uncle agreed to pitch in.
To pitch in is kind of a good phrase to think out. What do you do when you pitch in? What does that really mean?
Pitching is to help people.
To help other people.
Yeah.
Like sometimes something happens, like there's a flood or a typhoon, and the streets are all messy, and then all the people come out and pitch in. They say, I'll help.
Right.
What's on you? I'll take part
mm-hmm.
in it. Right? And pitch in means to just put your effort in to help out. Isn't that right?
That's right. So just to give out a little bit, you know, you might give your time or you give your money to help
right.
someone.
I'll pitch in and help.
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody will say, we need so much to help somebody. And you say, okay, I can't do it all, but I'll pitch in.
Right.
I'll do my part.
Mm-hmm.
Several people pitch in. It's good. So help out. So they agreed to pitch in. They didn't say they would do everything, but they would be part of helping her go to school.
Mm-hmm.
So then she got her bachelor's degree.
That's right. So a bachelor's degree is what you earn in college or university.
And then?
And then, after her bachelor's degree, she got her master's and then her doctorate.
Wow, that's quite a bit for somebody, you know, from a poor family like that. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Yeah, so for the fact that her parents couldn't afford to go to school, someone helped her go to college, and then because of that, then she got a master's degree and then a doctorate, and now she's a professor.
Interesting part is while she was doing this, because it says in line 19, along the way, so while she was in school studying, because sometimes, you know, you study so hard, you have no time to do anything, she did other things when she was in school. Mm-hmm. What did she do?
She joined an outdoor club that offered everything from hiking to sailing.
Isn't that interesting that even though she was going to school and studying very hard for her PhD, her doctorate, she still took in activities. And I recommend that you all do that. Don't just sit there. And same way for you, Sharon. You're in college now, but you have to pitch in and go out and do other things, okay?
Okay.
Don't just sit there all the time. Do something interesting. And she took part in hiking and sailing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good to do that, don't you think, when you're studying?
Yeah, it's good to get out and take a break sometimes and experience different things.
And then I guess she got to go to the States, of course, because probably that's where she got her doctorate.
That's right.
Yeah. And then something happened.
Mm-hmm.
In May 22nd, the year 2006, what happened?
She climbed aboard a 36-foot sailboat.
She went on a sailboat because she still likes sailing. And so she was down there in California, and she got on the sailboat, and the skipper was a stranger. What is a skipper?
The skipper is the captain of a boat.
And what was his name?
His name? Marty Burbank.
Uh-oh. Sounds like a little romance coming up here, right? Because her name is Burbank, so we know what's going to happen, don't we?
Right.
Kind of like a love story right here, right?
Yes.
Because Burbank himself, that's her husband, he grins and he smiles and he remembers, when you recall something, you remember. He recalls that day, and what did he say about it, Campbell?
Well, he said that Shun followed him around the boat.
Oh, yeah. She followed him all around the boat. But she said, what did she say?
She said that he followed her around the boat.
You know, sometimes people will say, he chased after me. No, you chased after me. But
right.
I guess they both kind of liked each other, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They were attracted to each other, right?
Right, yeah.
And now she's 44 years old, and she kind of laughs. So they're kind of teasing each other,
mm-hmm.
and people do that a lot, you know.
Right, yeah.
Did you chase your wife, or did she chase you, Campbell? Don't you be careful what you say to my wife.
I think
you chased her.
I think I chased her.
Yeah, I think you
first,
did.
Yeah.
Because she was right here on the TV show, too.
That's right, yeah. She
in
came
Studio
here,
Classroom.
And we met at Studio Classroom, and I chased after her.
That's good. Well, you don't mind admitting it, so that's okay. But, you know, it's actually mutual that you like each other, too. You
that's
know?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And so they had a good time. So she met this fellow who mm-hmm. became her husband. She met him when she got on this boat. And so we'll find out more about him, because tomorrow we're going to find out his story.
Mm-hmm.
Today we're finding out her story.
Right.
So let's do a quick little review here today. So this is kind of like a love story, isn't it,
yeah.
in a way?
So we get to hear this couple and how they came together and how they ended up making this decision to help others.
Okay, so let's ask a couple of questions and see if everybody remembers. We ask the questions, and you people listening in at home, see if you can answer. Okay, what nationality was or is this girl, Sun Chun?
She was Korean.
Korean, okay. Can you think of any questions? Let's ask each other some questions.
How many siblings did Sun have?
How many people in her family?
Five.
Five. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Michelle, can you think of any questions to ask each other? Let's see.
How much money did they end up giving?
Oh, yeah. How much money did they give? Who knows the answer?
Mm-hmm.
How much money?
Estimated of $1.1
million. $1.1 million. U.S.
U.S.
Wow.
Yes.
That's good. Okay, and another question I'm going to ask Sharon. How many kids did they put through college?
27.
27, right.
Mm.
Campbell, can you think of any more questions?
Yeah. What are their jobs?
Okay, and what does she do first? Okay, who knows? What is her job?
She's a professor.
What does he do?
He's a law attorney.
See? You all got the answers right, and I hope the people listening in at home did.
That's right.
And we're going to talk about this more tomorrow, but we're going to find out why they put them through school and how they found out these kids. So be sure you come back tomorrow to hear his story. Today we heard her story. So we hope you'll join us again tomorrow. And remember some of these words. We learned some good words today. We learned to pitch in. And that's a good thing to do. When somebody's working hard on something, you say, I'll help you. I'll pitch in.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing to learn.
Right. Yeah, and we also learned the word thread, which just means a little hint of what's coming. So we saw the thread of someone helping her through college, and maybe that is one of the reasons that led them to make this decision to help others go through college.
And then we talked about putting things on hold. Sometimes you want to do something, but you can't afford it, so you put it on hold until you have the money.
Mm-hmm.
Or you don't have the time. I'll put it on hold until then.
Yes.
So those are some good phrases we learned today. Practice them and use them. And be sure and be here with us tomorrow when we hear his story.
That's right.
See you then, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.